أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. On one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've got problems in my life, health things. So it's a very simple short dua. We should try and read this also every morning and evening. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli. Of doing things for name and fame. Then, and if that is the case, our amal are all destroyed. If there is no ikhlas, Allah does not accept that amal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam.
Completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all time, in our past, in our present, in our future. So when a person realizes this, then he has to say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That Allah, we are only you do we worship. And worship doesn't only refer to performing salat in the masjid. It means to become a banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours of the day. 24 hours, they only followed Kitabullah. And the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they divorced. Actually, the Jews, they killed the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the Dalin, the Christians and other people who were misguided, they only followed the men of Allah. They didn't worry about the Kitab of Allah. And now even the popes, whatever they told them, they broke the commands of Allah, they changed the aqidah and beliefs, they followed them. So Allah says, you can't understand these letters. So realize your mind is very, very small. So whatever we are telling you later on, believe wholeheartedly. Because your mind can't understand the small letters also. What can you understand later on? So remember, accept wholeheartedly. Number two, Allah Ta'ala is giving a challenge. This Quran is made from the same letters. Alif, La, Amin. Same letters what you speak. So bring a Quran, bring something similar to that. I'm giving it. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said success somewhere else. So yu'minuna bil ghayb. You have to believe in the unseen. Wa yuqimuna salah. They perform their salat in perfection. They tried always trying to better their salat, reading their salat with the correct adab, etiquettes, inside also, outside also, every part of their salat, they are performing namaz with jamaat. So this is the second thing. So one is the iman, the beliefs is correct. Number two, the badani ibadat, the outward ibadat. And we must look within ourselves that we do not have these qualities. What the main, amongst the groups, the Shias, every quality in this ayat, they are found in them. They are found in them. That they say we believe in Allah on the day of Qiyamah, but they don't actually believe. They try to deceive people. In their hearts, they've got sicknesses, all spiritual sicknesses of hatred, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, etc. And then they speak a lot of lies. Believers, non-believers, and the munafiqin, hypocrites. All of you become true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how? Because Allah is the one who has favored you. What and what bounties Allah has given you? How will you follow it? Allah has given you the Quran. Follow the Quran Sharif. If you will follow the Quran Sharif, وَبَشْتِرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ النَّهَارِ. In place of that, Allah will give you Jannat. Forever and forever you will remain there. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this world, I will send down hidayat and guidance. Whoever will follow my guidance, there will be no fear upon him. He won't grieve at all. Follow that guidance. This is the Quran Sharif. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, Allah sent different books of guidance. But the final book is the Quran Sharif, which will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about the Bani Israel, the Jews. Why Allah ta'ala mentions about the Jews? Because Allah had granted them many, many bounties. Qualities about them is that at certain times when they meet the people of Iman, they say we believe. But when they go to their friends, the other people, then they change their attitude. They change their ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of these things are completely wrong. And another evil quality which they had, whichever commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they were happy with, they followed. And whichever ones they were not happy with, then they left it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything, we are on righteousness. We are getting Jannat. We will go to Jannat forever and forever. Maybe Allah will punish us for a few days, but we will go to Jannat. They did no good actions at all. So Allah Ta'ala encourages, telling us here also, we shouldn't have this quality. We don't do any good actions and we think we are going to Jannat. No, going to Jannat is based upon a person's actions, a'mal. What actions a person will do accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah, or a person will be taken in the fire of Jahannam. They have to purify their hearts from all evil qualities, etc. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And these were the three maqasid, three reasons why the Anbiya alayhi salam come down. Firstly, to give the book, then to explain the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to bring it practically into the lives of the people. These three were the maqasid and the objections, the objects of the of nabuwat, and this is the duty and responsibility of the ulama-i kiram, especially ulama. You make sabr. You have the quality of patience within yourself, and you turn towards salat. When by salat, Allah will give a person a lot of happiness, and a person's heart will become consoled. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. And Allah will say, I will definitely test every single one of you. Different examinations I will give you in your life. But give glad tidings to those who have got the quality of sabr. They are those people, when any difficulty afflicts them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ. Animals which Allah has placed throughout the world, the changing of the winds in the world, and how the beautiful clouds Allah has created. All of these things, a person must open his eyes and look at it, and he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it. So a person of iman is a person who will ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take lessons from there. And in the last rukuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you want to be, stay on the right path, then a person must be very...
جلاله سيدنا نوب القرآن ولذكر الله أكبر. Verily the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Commentary. Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu says, لا شيء أكبر من ذكر الله. Nothing is greater than the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu says, لا شيء أكبر من ذكر الله. There is nothing greater than the dhikr. ولذكر الله أكبر. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu once said, there is no action which can save one from the punishment of Allah more greater than the dhikr of Allah. Upon hearing this, one companion exclaimed, not even jihad waging war in the path of Allah. He replied, not even jihad, even if one... غير سيب الكله وتجع عين ذر توهي تو عين ذر ديكون جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله إلهي عطا وذر للدل كمرتا يبيد تجبر سبق البعر لتعدو خانا يدل آباد ره سب خشيوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے رے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ ہم ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے ہیرے ڈورے جام ہے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Yesterday in the Taraweeh Salat, 1 1/4 paras was recited. Inshallah, we will be doing a brief summary of this 1 1/4 paras. The first surah is Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is also called Umul Quran, the mother of the Quran, the root of the Quran. There are 7 ayats in here which the Quran is the root of the day. 24 hours, O Allah, we are your worshippers. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. And O Allah, we ask you only for your help and assistance. Without you, we cannot do anything at all. And thereafter, a person makes a dua, which the ulama say that this is the crux of Surah Fatiha. A person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. There are many, many millions and millions of stages of hidayat. The first stage of hidayat is to come out of kufr and disbelief to iman. Follow them. So Allah says, not those two groups. Those people who follow both the paths, the Kitabullah also, the Book of Allah, and Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow them. They are the rightly guided people. So anyhow, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that this is how a person will remain on guidance. We have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, follow the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, I'm giving you these letters, use the same letters, and bring another Quran like this. The people, the Arabs, were dumbfounded until today, 1400 years. No one has accepted the challenge of the Quran. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. What a kitab this is. There is no doubt in it. Every other knowledge in this world, there is a lot of doubt in it. But this is a kitab in which there is no doubt at all. So you follow the Quran Sharif. This is the one book which the badani ibadat, the outward ibadat, the bodily ibadat they are fulfilling, and the greatest one is salat. Number three, the mali ibadat, whatever money they have got, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest form is zakat. But besides zakat also, there are many other obligations upon a person. Spending on your family members, person has to spend for his masjid, looking after the poor, the orphans. Sometimes you have to look after your parents. These are all obligations. And then they speak a lot of lies, taqiyah. They have got us lives. And when it's said to them, do not cause trouble in the earth, they say, no, we're not causing trouble. But they are the ones who cause, throughout the Islamic history, if a person studies, he will find how much of trouble they cause. How many, they always have the kuffar against the Muslim people. And when it is said to them, believe kama aman al-nas, like how the people have believed, like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu believed, and how the Salaf al-Salihin believed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first person to come on this world was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalifa of Allah on the earth. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lived in Jannah. Allah gave him respect and honor because of knowledge. So Allah has got very, very great value because of knowledge. The angels were worshipping Allah Ta'ala all the time. But they too were commanded to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam because of his great knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, live in Jannah.